Dom, I guess, can you just talk about that final touchdown to Chris Hogan and what did you see in that play?
Yeah, he made a great play. It was off a run fake. And, you know, Hogs and I, you know, I was just kind of, he was not really the primary receiver on that play, but he saw what I saw and kind of adjusted his route. and just tried to put it out there for him. It was a big play. We needed it.
Tom, after the field goal, you guys got the ball back with 2:01 to go. Obviously, the next play is the two-minute warning.
Yep.
Can you just talk about the sequence and the decision to pass it on there and then try to set it up so that you could run out the clock?
Yeah. You know, Coach, you know, made the decision to try to gain some yards throwing there. And I thought Jules made a great catch to get it to second and two. So it was a great play by Jules. And, you know, those guys played really hard tonight. It was a tough defense. You know, first-rate defense in the league. And, you know, we kind of had some self-inflicted errors out there. There was plenty of those. But glad we found a way to win.
Tom, obviously you started 3 for 8, but then you had a couple of big plays. James White, big play there.
Yep.
And you seem to have the offense rolling after that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were, you know, we were really clicking early. But, you know, that happens in football. So glad we found a way to make some plays. And a lot of guys contributed, the backs, tight ends. Offensive line played great. Been playing great all season. LG ran his ass off. So it's a big win for us.
Tom, coming into the game, Baltimore was the first-ranked running defense in the league. But
yep.
How important was it for you guys to establish the running game? You mentioned the play-action pass to Hogan at the end, but it looked like you hit on a couple of those.
Yeah, it was good to do both. And I think, you know, you can't just give up on a run. You know, we got a great back, and we got a lot of great backs. And just trying to find space for those guys to run and, you know, make sure we don't become one-dimensional.
Hey, Tom, you threw 3 touchdown passes. Again, one of them was to Malcolm Mitchell.
Yep.
How is this guy just growing throughout the season?
He's done a great job for us, and he's says a lot for a rookie to be playing his best in December. So speaks to what he's all about, his mindset, his character, his determination. He's worked his butt off since he got here, and he's put himself in a great position. With Danny getting hurt, he's gotten more opportunity, and you know, we're going to need it. Last one.
I have 2 for you. One was
for you then, Tom.
Your level of intensity was very high. This game was extremely important to you. I know it's December football. And then the second part was, how good did it feel to pick up the 4th-and-1 at the end of the game? You seemed pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, it was a big game for us. It was a big game for us. You know, you played home in December on Monday night against a great defense. It was important for us to come out and play well. We knew it was going to be a 60-minute game. You know, they're a tough defense. You know, like I said, I think there were some plays I wish we all would have had back. And but, you know, they're a competitive team. They forced you into some errors. And it was great to finish the game with the ball in our hands. That was a, you know, we always love doing that. So thank you, guys. Have a good night.